The Milky Way Farm sits in a picturesque valley in Ira, tucked between the Taconic Mountains southwest of Rutland. There's a white colonial farmhouse, a red barn, and about 110 head of cattle. A sign out front declares it a dairy of distinction, but another sign may soon read for sale. As part of our series this week on the changing landscape for Vermont farming, VPR's Nina Keck has this report on what it means for one family to give up on their farm.
Mary Satrick Clark and her husband Robert bought the Milky Way Farm in 1984.
So this is the main barn, and these are our Milky Way ladies, we call them. So they're the milking herd. And then these are just some of our other little calves that we haven't brought out yet.
She gently scratches the head of a brown Jersey with luminous dark eyes. Satrick Clark didn't grow up farming. Her passion was elementary education. It was her late husband, she says, who loved dairy farming.
He loved every single thing about it. I think that I was probably a typical non-farmer. I saw only the romantic parts of it. And then when you finally, it becomes your life, it becomes very different. It was very hard.
She says in 1994, she and her husband actually sold their cows and got out of farming for several years. But when their son Robbie turned 18, he told them he wanted to restart the farm as an organic dairy and run it with his father. So in 2004, Robbie took out his first loan to do that.
We all decided that this time around we wanted it to be more than just a working dairy farm.
Satrick Clark says she hosted school field trips and birthday parties at the farm, as well as fundraisers for local nonprofits.
I think maybe for the first 4 or 5 years, you know, things went really well. The price of milk was well, they were organic. But then, you know, things start to happen and things start to change.
The price of organic grain went way up. So to reduce overhead, Robbie switched to selling conventional milk. Mary was keeping the books and says at the time, switching made sense. For a while, prices were great, but that changed.
Traditional milk prices plummeted. And so then you start to get into a hole. You just do.
They met with bankers and lawyers who recommended Robbie file for protection from creditors under Chapter 12 of the Federal Bankruptcy Code. It's a relatively new provision designed to help small family farms avoid foreclosure.
At that same point in time, my husband was diagnosed with metastatic prostate cancer.
She says she tried to get the monthly reports to the various creditors and attorneys, but got overwhelmed as her husband's illness worsened.
And then it was the chemo, and then it was the radiation, and then it was this scan and that scan. And when the plan was confirmed, the Chapter 12 plan was confirmed, they had certain criteria that you needed to follow. And if you didn't follow that criteria, then they could, you know, dismiss the plan.
Long story short, that's what happened.
My husband's oncologist in Dartmouth kept telling him not to give up farming, that it was what was going to keep his mind strong and his body strong. And plus, he just loved those animals so much.
Robert Clark died in 2015. Since then, Robbie has been working the farm on his own, trying with his mother to somehow save it. The two launched a GoFundMe site, which has raised more than $15,000. But Satrick Clark says it's not enough to cover the $152,000 the family owes the USDA's Farm Service Agency, or $300,000 they owe People's United Bank. So they have to sell their farm equipment and their livestock. A public auction has been scheduled for tomorrow.
For me, it's them. I don't, you know, nothing else matters.
Robbie Clark watches his herd amble out to pasture.
They're my pets. I mean, everyone has a name. I've raised every single cow out there since the day it was born. So, I mean, you know, Pearl's different than Sweetness, and Yoko's different than Caroline. And
the 31-year-old says he's grateful he got to work side by side with his dad for 11 years, doing something both men felt passionate about. So much of dairy farming is out of farmers' control, he admits softly. But he loves the land, the animals, the independence, and the connection it all has to his father.
It's not a job. It's a lifestyle, because if you don't love it, and it'll eat you alive. It's every day. There, you know, it's not like I can call up, you know, I have a bad day, and then tomorrow I can just say, well, I'm going to take the day off from work and recuperate. Doesn't matter. I mean, my father died at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That afternoon at 3 o'clock, I had to do chores just like nothing ever happened.
You make the best decisions you can, adds Clark, shrugging his shoulders, but sometimes you get it wrong and things just don't work out. The Clark story is not unusual. Since 2010, Vermont has gone from 1,000 dairy farms to just more than 800. Robbie says an older neighbor remembered when there were more than 20 working dairy farms in Ira.
And now there's one. And our days will look like they're pretty numbered. So there'll be zero.
Adding another empty barn to dot the landscape. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Ira.